Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org, or carpathorussinsociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paluga, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, July 12th, 2015. And before we start today's program, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to remember my father, Jack Paluga, co-founder of this Carpatho Russin Society Heritage Program, who would have celebrated his 77th birthday on July 7th. That would have been on Tuesday. So we want to remember my dad, Jack Paluga. Happy 77th birthday up there to you, Dad. And we're going to start today's program off by going to Svidnik. This is one of the songs that he liked to play. This is Hancho Mancho and Vino Vino Červenenke by Folklorni Subor Makovica.
Hancho Mancho, Hancho Mancho, není bajša. На неділю зійдеме ща. Ти дверка отвориш, а я затрем. Ти пости постелиш, а я летем. Ти дверка отвориш, а я затрем. Ти пости постелиш, а я летем. Легну собі на постілку, а ти думі. Шутки люди повідають, чи то шумні. До сук'я на кадрис, до сук'я спац. Нема мою сукню, вельо райбач. До сукня на танець, до сукня спад. Нема мою сукню, вельо райбач. Піду на ту войну з фашистами піти. Як я піду на ту войну, може, ща не верну. Як піде гуля з канона, легша переверну. Як учуєш, моя біла, що я гуля Шерено хусточко головку забила, треба шерено хусточко головку забила. Так ти за мною, мила моя, будь неба нова.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russin Society, and we do have wonderful sponsors like the Greek Catholic Union, We still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, either sponsoring a full program or part of a program, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. So help us out. Help keep the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program going. Get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351, or email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Seventy years ago, on June 29, 1945, the Czechoslovak-Soviet Treaty was signed. This transferred historic Podkarpatska Rus to the Soviet Union. Under pressure from the Soviet leader, Joseph Stalin, this treaty finalized any discussion of the Subcarpathian problem within the framework of the eventual post-World War II peace conference. The Czechoslovak-Soviet Treaty consisted of two articles. The first article stated that Podkarpatska Rus, which after World War I formed an autonomous component of the Czechoslovak Republic, is, in accordance with the wishes of the inhabitants of Transcarpathian Ukraine and the fraternal agreement between the above-mentioned parties, being united with its age-old fatherland, Ukraine, and thereby being incorporated into the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic. Article 2 stated that the treaty was confirmed by the Czechoslovak National Council and the Presidium of the Supreme Soviet of the USSR. On November 22, 1945, Czechoslovakia's Provisional National Council ratified the treaty. This was in violation of the Czechoslovak Constitution, which allowed for decisions of a constitutional nature, including changes in the country's borders, to be taken only by a national council composed of deputies chosen through general elections, not the designated deputies who comprised the Provisional National Council. Hence, according to Czechoslovakia's constitution, the ratification of the 1945 treaty was not valid. It was, in effect, a political act carried out under pressure from Stalin. From the standpoint of international law, the political act carried out in 1945 between Czechoslovakia and the Soviet Union was discriminatory against the subject of the treaty, Podkarpatska Rus, which had no representatives, even with observer status, during the negotiations. Nor did the treaty carry the signature of a representative of Soviet Ukraine, the entity to which it was annexed. Consequently, the Czechoslovak-Soviet agreement Treaty of 1945 was in violation of a whole series of international legal norms, as well as of the Czechoslovak Constitution. In other words, it had no legal force from its inception. With the demise of the Soviet Union in 1991 and Czechoslovakia in 1993, the states which had signed the 1945 treaty themselves disappeared. Their legal successors, Russia, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia, did not express any view regarding their relationship to the 1945 treaty. In other words, the Czechoslovak treaty only confirmed a process that had already begun in the fall of 1945, namely the annexation of Podkarpatska Rus by the Soviet Union. The treaty also included an addendum guaranteeing to Czechs and Slovaks living in Podkarpatska Rus the right to claim Czechoslovak citizenship, and to Ukrainians and Russians living in Czechoslovakia the right to claim Soviet citizenship. The addendum also established the principle of compensation for the property of Czechs and Slovaks who decided to leave Podkarpatska Rus. Property owned by the Czechoslovak state in Podkarpatska Rus was transferred outright to the Soviet Union without compensation. The railroad hub at Chop and the immediate surrounding area, which had been part of Slovakia before 1945, was likewise transferred to the Soviet Union. As compensation, Slovakia received some territory along the western edge of the Uzhhorod district, as well as the village of Lekarovce, whose inhabitants had petitioned successfully for the transfer. This information came from the Encyclopedia of Russian History and Culture, written by Professor Paul Robert Magochi.
Nechaj mi šinku, že tu bľa, nechaj mi, nechaj si ľubia. Čo tu ľudia, si mám, čo rebičky, zahodne. Niewinny Marusia, ja wolę Żenicja, Marusi na oczy spodobali mi się.
Another land, your father's and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll free, at 1-800-722-4428. Monday's the latest date. You can get your Byzantine Catholic Family Day tickets at Kennywood Park for Thursday, July 23rd. So give a call to the GCU to order those tickets or to find out other products that they offer. Once again, that is the Greek Catholic Union, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. We have some new music for you, and this comes from the village of Orlo in northeastern Slovakia. This is a trio. This is Tanya Mikitova, Andrea Tomchova, and Ljuboš Dufala on the accordion. This is Teraz Jemšaros Kakala, Ponije Jakupjan, and Takoj Unas. I would like to thank Michael Spontak from Sunderland, Massachusetts, for tipping me off on where to get this great music. Thank you very much, Michael, for your tip, and enjoy this trio from the village of Orlo.
Thank you. Što miličko na červeno maljoval, maljoval. Dunaj, Dunajičku, Dunaju, jaka v tebe zimna voda, na krajičku, na kraju. E šuhaju, šuhajičku, s čornima očima, šej hoj za tobom vlajem, Dunaj preskočila. Dunaj, Dunajičku, Dunaju, jaka v tebe zimna voda, na krajičku, na kraju. Dunaj, Dunajičku, Dunaju, jaka v tebe zimna voda, na krajičku, na kraju.
The Carpatha Rusyn Society is proud to announce the first Rusyn language course for English speakers. Learn to start reading, writing, and speaking Rusyn in the context of Rusyn history, culture, and traditions. This 339-page book is an entry-level self-study course developed specifically to give English speakers an easy-to-use way to start learning and using Rusyn. Nearly 1,500 words and expressions, transliterated spellings, English translations, audio CD recorded by native Rusyns, interesting new content about Rusyns, our history and culture, and much, much more. For more information on the first Rusyn language course for English speakers, give the Carpatha Rusyn Society a call at 412-567-3077, and we will get back to you on how you can order the first Rusyn language course for English speakers. Once again, call the Carpatha Rusyn Society, 412-567-3077. And as we leave you with this bluegrass version of Za Dunaj, followed by the Slovak Aja Taka Dzivočka by our friend Natalie Novitsky from Minneapolis, Minnesota, I want to thank you for joining me today on the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program and invite you to join me again next Sunday right here at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Rusyn music on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org and CarpathoRusynSociety.org. We'll see you all next week. Trimajte se, ja krasne tjedan, šťastlivo.
Чухая, за Дунай, за Дунай.
once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Palocca, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Позиваме вас слухати следующую неделю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!